It is time once again for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. Willie joins us every week here on Sunday in the Country. SportingACause.com is the website. And he had all the shackles taken off him last week, but still managed only to come in at about 12 and a half to 13 minutes. And now the shackles are back on, and it shouldn't make a difference, Willie.
Well, I'm starting to get used to the time constraints of of this, maybe. Anyway, thank you again for having me on. Things are starting to slow down a tad as we exit the month of September and the temperature cools. A lot of the events will start to slow down, but we still have plenty going on. Before I start with the calendar, I just want to make note that today is Steve Blass's last broadcast of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Steve is Pittsburgh Pirate great pitcher who won the World Series, a couple World Series games in 1971, and went on to broadcast the games for the Pirates. And he's, between playing and broadcasting, I think he's had a career like 60-some years. And anyway, it's going to be a big deal down there. I know some local people went down. I talked to Ed Kirby Jr., and a lot of his family is down there now, and it should be a big deal. I was scrambling to try to find out if it's been televised, but I couldn't find anything about it.
Well, it was Steve Blass Day yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday? I thought it was today. There was his, I guess it's his last broadcast.
It's his last broadcast
today,
but Ed Kirby Jr., Ed posted tons of pictures of it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So I'm already out of date here. I apologize for that. But so I guess yesterday was the ceremony, and today is his last broadcast. Okay, well, thank you for correcting me. Well, in that case, let me get on to the schedule. Today, there are still several things that people can do if they want. There's the Out of the Darkness Community Walk. That's the walkway over the Hudson in Poughkeepsie. I've spoken about this before. Out of the Darkness is a series of walks around the country. It's sponsored by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I have a blog on my site a couple weeks ago about, I visited one last year, and it's a very moving thing to behold, and I would encourage people to read it. Suicide is like the 10th leading cause of death in the United States, and it's sadly on the increase. 129 people per day, and the American Foundation is doing their good work to try to counter that. And that's 11:15, so you're going to have to hustle if you want to get to it, but there's another one near the end of the week that I'll get to in a minute. Also today is the Haul from a Call. This is the second annual BMX race. BMX is a bicycle racing off on a dirt track. They're special bicycles with special suspensions, and they go over hill and dale and hairpin turns and jumps and so forth. And there's a facility in Torrington called Foothills BMX. It's over on Kennedy Drive. And last year they decided to dedicate one of the races to the McCall Center for Behavioral Health. It's a great organization that addresses the behavioral needs of our citizens. And they have a new initiative called McCall Family Center, which addresses substance abuse for youth, adolescents, and families. A very timely thing. And it's the fundraiser part is for the people who participate in the race. It's $10 per rider, but it's free to spectators. There are going to be related kind of people there. The PAL, PAL, which is the Police Activities League in Torrington, they have programs for the youth. They're going to be there talking about what they do. There'll be food trucks and so forth. And anyway, it could be a fun event for somebody who's never seen this kind of thing before. And the actual racing starts at noon, so you'll have time to get there. Also today, the Northwest Connecticut Hunger Crop Walk. This is a very popular event around here. It's held at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School. It's sponsored by Church World Service and locally organized by Trinity Church. Last year, they had 500 people show up, half of whom were high schoolers. I'd like to add that. Between Hoosie kids and Indian Mountain School and Hotchkiss School, half the field were these young people, and I don't think they ever get enough credit for that, so I try to emphasize that whenever I can. And that starts, so it kicks off at 1:30. There'll be ceremonies beforehand, And although you can walk up to 10K, which is a little over 6 miles, you don't have to. If you're familiar with the layout at Hoosie, there's an oval in the front of the campus there, a green, sort of like a town green, except for the school. And I'd say it's maybe a quarter mile around. And if you can walk around that once, then you've qualified as a walker for the crop walk. So don't be daunted by the 10K distance. You don't have to go that far. Anyway, I think they raised something like $30,000 last year, and 25% of the proceeds stay right in our area for hunger for the food banks around here. Also today is the very last of the Heritage Walks. As you've heard me speak in past weeks, the Heritage Walks were a month-long bunch of activities. There were like 60 events over the 4 weeks. Guided tours of areas of interest, both historical, cultural, natural, and there are three left you can go to this afternoon. One is a guided tour at the Gunn Historical Museum in Washington, Connecticut. There are actually two presentations, one at 1 and one at 3 p.m. At 2 p.m., there's a hike around the Beckett Land Trust, their historic quarry up in Beckett, Mass. They used to quarry granite there. And thirdly, at 2 p.m., there's a behind-the-scenes tour of Tanglewood. This would be interesting for people who've gone to Tanglewood before, with a lecture and tour about the background with a historical bent to it. And that's, again, at 2 o'clock. Now on to next week, Friday through Sunday, October 4th, we're into October now, the 4th through 6th, the Harlington Fair. At the Harlington Fairgrounds. As I said a couple weeks ago, I started adding country fairs or county fairs if they had sports-related events during them, and the organizers gave money to charity from the proceeds of the fair. The Harlington Fair qualifies. There are lumberjack events, hay bale throwing, skillet throwing, and the organizers give scholarship money for local students. And then in the middle of that weekend, the 5th, the Litchfield Cross Country Challenge. This is the 37th annual 5K and 2K. It's been around for a long time. This is at the White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield, the site of so many events throughout the year. $15 or $10, depending on whether you're running a 5K or 2, and the proceeds go to the Litchfield Parks and Recreation. Also on Saturday is the other Out of the Darkness walk. This is in the Berkshires. It's at the Common in Pittsfield, Mass. And that, I think, starts around 1 o'clock. You can check. I'm not positive of that. I didn't write it down. But you can go to Sporting a Cause and get the details about that. And then Sunday, the Run for the Hills. This is the 9th annual 10K, 5K, and 1K. Which is held at Bard College at Simon's Rock in Great Barrington. They're staggered start times for the three races, and the proceeds benefit the Great Barrington Land Conservancy. And that's about it, Marshall. There'll be a couple of golf tournaments to talk about next week, but they're slowing down. But things like the turkey shoots and so forth will be starting, so we'll keep plugging along. By the way, have you ever thrown a skillet before?
I've had a skillet thrown at me.
Haven't we all? I guess I had to throw one out once. I burned the crap out of it.
But I've thrown not a skillet. I've thrown a pan that finally went bad, and I've thrown it. But not a skillet. But I've seen the skillets, and I've seen the skillet throws, and they're pretty interesting.
I assume they're those big cast iron things, right?
Big cast iron things, and the best ones are done. Underhanded, mm-hmm. Underhanded.
And I'm sure, like every other sport, it has its own technique.
It takes shock putting in and just do it underhand.
Well described.
Could be a very dangerous sport.
I would think.
But the ones that I've seen, and I have seen two or three of them, the people that have done it the best that I've seen, release the skillet faster and at a lower angle.
Oh,
and And it's like a golf shot. You know, you can hit a golf shot high and it comes down,
right.
Or you can hit it where it goes out on a line and rise and then comes down.
There's an optimum.
And the ones that can get the speed going are the ones that that are the most accurate and the longest. It's a fun thing to watch, though.
That's more than I knew about it.
It's more than anybody probably wants to know about it. I want to go to the skillet throwing contest that still has the food in it. Okay. All right, Willie. We'll check with you next week.
All right, Marshall. Thank you as always. Take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause here on Robin Hood Radio, sportingacause.com.